Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, one of the things that I learned at seminary, in fact, our very first day, we were studying the Gospel of Mark, and the prof came in, and underneath the name of the class and the number, he put Mark equals hospitality. You know, and he says, do you understand that? Well, of course, it's the first week in seminary. No, we don't. But the thing is that, folks, the Gospel of Mark is all about hospitality. So if you're looking at something that is that important in the Bible, and that the Apostle Paul talks about it here, especially, why is it so important? Really, what does it mean? All right, so let's look up the word. Hospitality, it's the friendly reception and treatment of guests or strangers. Well, there's nothing new about that, is there? The quality or disposition of receiving and treating guests and strangers in a warm, friendly, generous way. Being generous or treating people with love and kindness. I don't think there's anything new in that, is there? Okay, let's look at Hebrews. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. So what does this subject have to do with the fourth commandment? Because if you notice, my sermon today is on honor thy father and thy mother. Honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Okay, went through the catechism, remember that? That's the way it used to be. Now it's just honor thy father and mother. The rest is from Ephesians. But when we look at this, I think it's important. So what does it mean? Well, the catechism says this. Now listen. We should fear and love God so that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in every physical need. Honor thy father and mother. But we should not hurt nor harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in every physical need. Now, how does that relate to honor thy father and thy mother? Interesting, isn't it? All right, so we look at this commandment through the window of hospitality. Now, here's what we really look at the word. The Latin base for this word is actually hospis, which we all know as a place of support and peace. It's at your final days, you go into hospice. Okay? What else does that relate to? Hospital. Includes service, nurturing. So, when we look at brotherly love, the word is phileo. It's where we get Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. It's the command to take care of our brothers and our sisters. So, the entire Gospel of Mark is about hospitality. St. Augustine states that taking care of the stranger is one of the highest callings of the Christian faith. That's 300 AD. Okay. I'm going to repeat that one. Taking care of the stranger is one of the highest callings of the Christian faith. Well, why is it so important? Well, I think everything we talk about today goes back to the cross. Jesus served the known and the unknown when he was crucified on that cross. He loved the world enough that he was willing to give everything, especially his life, in his service to his fellow man. Isn't that hospitality? To give to somebody else. Now, that kind of love is called agape. I've talked about that in here. But it's an unconditional love with sacrifice. So today we're talking about agape and phileo. Brotherly love, and then the unconditional love. So, we look at that verse in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Flip it around. Jesus gave himself. Jesus so loved the world. Because remember, in the Trinity, God is Jesus, Jesus is God. But it's something he had to do. God sent himself to die on that cross. Well, if Jesus is willing to give us that agape, can't we show phileo, or brotherly love, to our brothers and sisters? Isn't that going along with hospitality? Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality for strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Now, I shared the story with you in one of my sermons before about the bum that came in the church and went in and sat down, unwashed, unkept, stank, needed a haircut, you know, just dirty, grubby, everybody, you know, those kind of things. Looking at, find one of the elders, goes over to him and asks him to leave the church. Guy leaves. A couple of minutes later, he comes in and walks right down to the front. And he says, "Brothers and sisters, I'm your new pastor." So are you practicing what you preach? All right. Now, what I'm talking today, anytime we have to do something is law. But yet, isn't that what the fourth commandment is telling us to do? Honor thy father and thy mother. What does it say do? Honor those above us. Okay, that's where we honor the people who are in law enforcement, who are in the military, whatever. Because they are above us, we honor them. That's the ones that tell us what to do. But then, according to what does this mean, it says, take care of the people underneath you. So the honor goes both ways, doesn't it? So not only those who are above you, but honor those who are below us. So we should fear and love God, that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in every physical need. You know, I find that interesting. Especially when our reading in Hebrew is about the very same thing. So, do we have to do that for our salvation? No. We don't have to do anything for our salvation. Salvation is freely earned for us on the cross. But yet, isn't she right a little bit too? Don't we have to do that? But we do it because we want to, not because we have to. And there's the difference. We want to give back to the Lord what he has shared with us. We want to give to everyone else what has been shared with us. We want to be that conduit so it can flow out of us onto others. So folks, when we serve those who are in need, we are in the hands of Jesus, aren't we? Isn't he molding us like the potter molds clay? Molding us in his image? But it's because we want it to happen, isn't it? I think so. So honor thy father and thy mother, as well as those who are in need, and anyone who we see who needs us. Because if it was Jesus and the angels that we help unknowingly, we're so blessed, right? But even if it's not Jesus and the angels, aren't we blessed in the same way that we help them? Because we not only honor those above us, but we're honoring those below us who are known to the Lord and loved by him. My friends, today's subject is hospitality. And may this blessing of hospitality, both given to you and you give to others, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.